We have contained the outbreak to Kumasi Academy. We have also given vaccines to all the contact students in the school, the teachers, and then the non-teaching staff. So this we have done before they went. We have also put everybody in this country on alert. The surveillance system is working, and we have also put a lot of logistics in terms of the medicines that we use. But we don't give vaccines to everybody or anybody when there is no any outbreak. So that is what we are doing now, and we are on the lookout of surveillance in terms of in every region, alert, and we are waiting to see if there's any problem. The case management has also been strengthened. We are also making sure that every region also identifies a hospital or hospital.
Yeah, so how sure are we that these students will be protected when they resume school?
We give the vaccination, I think, 2 days before they went home. We didn't have any side effects. So far, we haven't heard of any side effects from any patient.
But are they supposed to pay for the vaccination?
Nobody paid a person for any vaccination. Unless you can tell me that you have heard anything where somebody paid for any vaccination. Nobody pays for it. We give it free of charge. The medicines you brought for the patients who contacted the H1N1, we give it free of charge to everybody.
So, Doc, are you going to do revaccination before they resume?
No, we won't do any revaccination. All what we are going to do is to intensify our surveillance system. And I can tell you, we have one of the best surveillance systems in Africa.
Dr. Nsiansare is the Director General of the Ghana Health Service.